Hi. 0 1 0 1 2. Check, check. So this is working. Hello, everybody. And thank you to the organizers for doing a very great job, having a very great camp for all of us where we can talk. And first of all, skål. So quickly about me. My name is Chris Kay, and I'll be staring a lot at the screen because I'm nervous. I'm a nerd, and I work at the Leibniz Supercomputing Center, which is actually the Leibniz Rechenzentrum, which is actually LRZ. And the LRZ is a data center that does IT infrastructure for all the universities in Munich and around Munich. And I work on IDM, which is identity management, which is passwords and usernames and permissions. And I like hacker camps, which is why I'm here and talking to you right now. Hello. And quickly, a slide of what we're doing. I just copied that. It's from last year. We're doing 59 years of IT support in Munich, and there's nothing special standing out here. All just usual things. I just noticed. Last year was 59, then this year is 60. Let's sing quickly. 3, 2, 1. Happy birthday to you. Got no time. What do you get when you have birthday? You get presents, and we got a few new toys. For example, this single CPU computer. Single CPU sounds great, right? It has, it has 850,000 cores. And if you want to get your hands on that, there might be ways, I don't know. And this talk is about being deponed with upgrades. But what is upgrades if you don't know what without upgrades is? I'm sorry. So without upgrades, that is the talk I gave 2019 at the Hackers Camp. And these are all the slides. You could read it quickly, but there is a talk on Media CCC. I'll show that at the end again. And it was about taking a list of known passwords, the pwned password database, and helping users not to choose any passwords which are on that database. So we prevent users from choosing, we help users choosing less bad passwords. And that closed the tab coming in for coming in new bad passwords. And that made everything great forever. Oh, wait. there's one thing. There are already bad apples in the install base. And so 5 out of 11 of our security incidents recently were started with bad credentials. And we don't like that. So this is dark. And what do we do in the darkness? We write shell scripts. And we stick them into the cron tab, and we run them weekly. And then we get numbers. But because managers pay our wages, we turn them into nice graphs. And we see that about 8% of our install base has bad passwords on their usernames, which is about 26,000 bad credentials. And we took some stats, and it went worse, and then it stayed the same, and then it got better, and then it dropped off a cliff, which is when we sent an email to all the users under our control and persuaded them to use better passwords, and then it kind of stayed the same, and then, oh, and then it went up again. Well, that was at the end of 2021, and we see 2021 good apples become bad apples sometimes, except with passwords. That just takes a second. And what happened in that second? We got a new database version of stolen passwords, and it's version 8 by now, and it's got 260 million more bad passwords. Isn't that great? And so it stays a little bit high, it drops a bit down, and then it drops off a cliff again, which is the point where we gave the list of bad passwords to, not the list, but a list. No, one of our customers, a big university, asked us which user IDs that they had under their control were using bad passwords, and we gave that to them. And they sent emails to all of these users and persuaded them to use new passwords. And that was 6,000 bad passwords basically gone in a few weeks. And we like that. But it's not just about us, it's about you too, because we have 45% of bad security incidents starting with bad passwords, but so has the rest of the world. And it's not just basically us, it's almost 4,000 security incidents that have been collected by Verizon for their this year's data breach investigations report. And that is kind of bad. But now you have possibly one thing you can do about that. But nevertheless, let's end on a high note. The world's best password is still safe, so you can still all use that. And yeah, that's the end of the talk. There is the QR code again, and if there's any need, I can talk to you about EVs, so electric vehicles. I'm a bit of a fan, and if you have questions, want to buy your own, just nerd out, come by and say hello. That's it. Thank you.